The following sports special is presented by Bremerton 76.
Well, howdy. Welcome back to Bremerton 76. Your usual honey? A large biscuits and gravy? No, wait, maybe a breakfast burrito? Oh, you want a sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich? Which one are you going to have today, darling? The bagel, croissant, English muffin, or biscuit? A breakfast burrito too, sugar? You must be hungry. And a large cup of coffee? Oh, you be careful now. Here at Bremerton 76, it's always hot. Oh, how about a brownie for later? You know we make them fresh. Thank you, baby. We'll see you later for lunch here at our deli. We have those burgers you love with all the fixings and our special sauce. Bye now. Y'all come back now to Bremerton 76. You know where to find us, honey. Right here on the corner of Rideout Road and Wheaton Way in East Bremerton.
Tonight, basketball continues on ISBSports.com with girls 3-on-3 basketball league competition live from the Marvin Williams Center in Bremerton, Washington, as team DJ Joe Frank battle on the spectrum. Both teams look for a hot start to start their season. Who will come out on top tonight? Will it be on the spectrum or team DJ Joe Frank? Find out next in game 2 of the Kitsap Basketball Girls 3-on-3 basketball league as the action starts now. Okay, and just winding down a couple of things, some important stuff to finding out, like who's home and away. DJ Joe Frank is the great team, and the rebound pulled down by On the Spectrum. No score, just getting underway. And as we get more comfortable, and of course, it's the first match of the year. The shot was off that time by On the Spectrum. Put up that time by Rachel Webster. DJ Joe Frank out on top. And it worked about around inside. Left-hand shot off the mark that time by DJ Joe Frank. By Kalina Noble. Out on top is Jones. Feed skip pass into the near baseline. Too far for Rachel Webster. Turnover and back to DJ Joe Frank. Out on top. Guarded there by Nina Hudson. And that shot off the mark no good. And pulling down the basket. Ball is Rachel Webster, far side the floor. They'll reset the offense. For a long three, near angle shot up. Put in by Tenaria Jones. And shot off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Out on top through for Webster. Webster still with it, far side the floor. Feeds out for a long three. Hits glass and ricochets off. Rebound pulled down. And another long, nope, going to drive in is Jones. Puts one up, off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kalina Noble. They'll bring it out. They got to bring the ball out past the three-point line. And then reset the offense and driving in with a left-hand runner and getting to go down was Kalina Noble. Makes it 3-2. For 1-1. We're going to have to clarify how that's all done. The shot off the mark, no good. Right in action, right in front of us, and chasing it down was Nina Hudson. Excuse me, Jenny Hill. Back out on top. DJ Joe Frank is the team with the basketball. And then he's later going from right to our left. The shot off the mark, no good. The battle for the rebound on the baseline with Naomi Hewing. Ball goes back to On the Spectrum. This is a 3-on-3 girls basketball. Something new here at the Marvin Williams Center. A feed it inside. A kick back out to Jones for three. Too strong. Almost went on in the second bounce. Pulling down the rebound was Hewing, who was out on top. So with the bounce ball driving in, right-hand runner flips it up off the spin, off the mark, no good. Webster pulls down the rebound. Jones gets the lead round, puts it back out on top, sets her feet and fires, hits the front rim and falls off. The banner for the rebound. Up with it is Hudson and gives it up to Kalina Noble, who brings the ball back out on top the circle for DJ Joe Frank, who brings it far side for an 18-footer. Got it. Kalina Noble. It's DJ Joe Frank up 2-1. Here's a long shot off mark, no good. Just lodges it in it that there was stuck on top of the rim. DJ Joe Franklin, that's a nice move. Bulls goes in between the defenders and fouled on the play. Nice move driving in for DJ Joe Frank was Nina Hudson. Gets fouled as he tries to go between two defenders. At least I thought that was the case. Apparently not. Gets it back to on the spectrum. Feeds inside. Turning and twisting for the baseline and scoring for on the spectrum was Jenny Hill. Here's a long straightaway three short. Here's on the spectrum with the basketball. We're tied at two. Near side is Hill. Feeds it back out on top. Long three out the mark by Jones. Hudson now comes back with the rebound and dribbles back out on top. Sets up the offense, trying to skip the pass into Huing. Goes off her knee, but retrieves it in the far side of the floor. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Goes up for 14 feet by a high arcing shot off the mark. No good. Taria Jones with the rebound. Kicks it out the hill for a 17-footer. Off the mark, no good. That will ricochet off right. Out to the baseline and out of play. It's going to be long now to DJ Joe Frank. I helped raise money for the Marvin Williams Center years and years ago when they had the first Kings of Kitsap event. And but never have stepped foot in here until tonight. DJ Joe Frank with the basketball. Good defense on her by Rachel Webster. Shot in and out. Going to go off a thigh and out of bounds. Going to belong to team DJ Joe Frank. Thought I might see him here tonight. Tying up at two and a good one here at the Marvin Williams Center. Near post. With it is Huing. And they turn and fire. It was Huing and scores. 3-2 just score. DJ Joe Frank on top. And we got some substitutions getting set to come in. Coming in for DJ Joe Frank. I mean, excuse me, it's going to be Ruby Rosales for on the spectrum. Feeds it out on top to Webster. On her defensive lead is Noble. And they flip it inside and score. I looked down just for a moment. Still not familiar with the roster. I think Rosales may have scored that. We'll give her the two. Which makes it 4-3. DJ Joe Frank with the bounce ball. It's getting to a stop. It was Noble. DJ Joe Frank with the basketball, feeds inside. Nice pass inside. Going up a short range and laying up and in was Kalina Noble. Ties the game up to 4-4. Nice center here at Marvin Williams. They did a really nice job building this thing. The high first-class facility here in downtown Bremerton off the far side of the floor was Huing. And when it's trapped down by Hudson, gets the ball back out on top. Team DJ Joe Frank with the basketball out on top, far side the floor. Skip pass into Huing. Double teamed and driving in. Hits the side of the backboard, pulling down the rebound is Rachel Webster. Who's out on top. Nice defense. Webster cut off by the defense of Noble. They feed it out near side for three. Back iron no good. Tracking down a rebound. Is Naomi Huing. Far side of the floor, in and out. Huing with the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Off the shot by Hudson. Should be 5-4, DJ Joe Frank. Straight away three by Webster. Back iron, rebound pulled down by DJ Joe Frank. Naomi Huing with the basketball, far side the floor. Ruby Rosales on her defensively as they work to the near side of the perimeter. And then a quick shot by Huing is out of bounds. Off Rosales' hands, basketball remains with DJ Joe Frank. Near side, nice move by Hudson. Goes in, and Hudson is fouled on the near baseline, driving in. And free throw's upcoming. Need Hudson at the free throw line. Only problem not having numbers on the front of the jersey if you don't know them that well. You have to wait till you give me a couple games. At least this one and another one. We'll remember their names. Ewing with the rebound, flips it out. Saved by Hudson. Nice hustle in the hands of Noble. Hudson off the mark, and the ball tapped out of play by Ewing. Webster with the duties out on top. Webster drives in. Cut off there. Because he'll get out to Rosales. Skip pass here to Webster. For three. Swirls in and out. Ewing with the rebound. Feeds the far side of the floor. And using the window and scoring is DJ team DJ Joe Frank. Put in that time by Kina Noble. Webster off the mark. Ewing drives in against the defense to Webster. Fires it up and is fouled on the play. Ewing goes to the free throw line. Free throws off the mark. Webster with the rebound. Dribbles near side. Into Rosales. Try to get out on top. Intercepted by Ewing. Directing traffic. Webster on her defensively forward. On the spectrum. Ewing finally has to give it up. Gives it into Hudson. Turns and fires as Hudson. And scoring is Hudson. 7-4. DJ Joe Frank on top. Flips around on top. Tried to do ISO, then dribbles right between defenders and couldn't finish. Heck of a move. Going with the rebound, will set the offense out on top. Driving in again for team DJ Joe Frank is Nita Hudson and draws the foul. She dribbles into the lane. Go to the free throw line for team DJ Joe Frank. See old Frank Moppins doing the refereeing tonight. Former Olympic College Ranger basketball player. Been there 25 years doing their stuff, and he was there at one point in time years ago. On the spectrum with the basketball. Trailing at 7-4. Rosales has Ewing on her defensive. Waste went up off the mark, though good. Never hit rim, so was able to put back up as Hudson, but couldn't convert. Right court side here, DeMarvin Williams Center. Getting set to come back in is Jenny Hill for On the Spectrum. Stay tuned afterwards for our player of the game. Rosales will give it to Webster, who launches one in and out. Just had the best of luck having those things go down tonight. For the rim just not being very kind. Driving in with the right hand, gets it back out on top to Noble, who fires too strong. Ball volleyed around. Rosales comes out with it and hands off to Rachel Webster. Off angle is Webster with the basketball. Gives it to Rosales for 14 feet and hits. Ruby Rosales narrows the gap, 7-5. Team DJ Joe Frank on top. Here in the second game here at the Marvin Williams Center here in downtown Bremerton. With the basketball is Bocamp. Bocamp goes up. Thought she may have been fouled. Leaves it short. Rachel Webster dribbles far side the floor beyond the three-point line. You don't have to bring it all the way in the top. just beyond whatever line you would choose to go through from the baseline out on top beyond the three-point line as Webster goes in and is fouled on to play. 7-5, team DJ Joe Frank on top, and the free throw is good by Kalina Bocamp. Driving in for Team DJ Joe Frank was Kalina Noble. Webster out on top, just going to take a long three. Rims off, Rosales with the rebound, goes up and scores. Ruby Rosales gives the on the spectrum the lead at 8-7. Shot off the mark by Team DJ Joe Frank. Jenny Hill with the rebound, but goes off her and out of bounds. Basketball belongs to Team DJ Joe Frank. Naomi Hewing out on top. Gets a nice pick. Uses that from Noble. Feeds it inside. Turning and firing from short range is Noble. Misses the shot. The put back up off the mark by Noble. And feeds out to Webster, who finally hits one. Rachel Webster gives OPS the lead at 9-7. Finally was able to get one to go down. That's one of those things that will get you going. Having you're on target, this won't drop for you. Then all of a sudden you hit one. It opens up the floodgates. Hewing went off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Bocamp. Hewing still with it. Feeds to Bocamp. Firing is Bocamp. Off the mark as the net still lodged on top of the rim as Webster sets and fires. Got it. What I tell you, Rachel Webster, back-to-back threes. Making it 10-7 on the spectrum on top. 3 minutes to go in here in this one. Inside to Hewing, goes up against Rosales and is fouled on to play. After having some tough luck shots, as I mentioned, from Webster, for the last couple to go down from long range is Naomi Hewing at the line to shoot free throws. Rims off, Webster with the rebound. Repeal out and get beyond the three-point line. Jibber to her spot and fires again. This way I'm too strong. Defeat after Hewing and brings the ball beyond the three-point line and sets things up for the team DJ Joe Frank. Nice scoop shot off the mark that time by Hudson. Here with the rebound. Far side. Rims off. Good defensive rebounding position by Team DJ Joe Frank by Nina Hudson. Blocks out the taller Rosales. And stepping back on the floor, Kalina Noble for Team DJ Joe Frank and Teria Jones back on the floor for On the Spectrum. Team DJ Joe Frank with the basketball. Trailing at 10-7. Shot off the mark, no good. Webster with the rebound. Dribbles out the reset. And that's near side to Hill. Up fakes, drives in. That's a nice pick from Webster. And an off angle three. Back iron, no good. Tracking down the rebound for Team DJ Joe Frank was Kalina Noble. Hewing here in the near baseline, right in front of us here in the action here at the Marvin Williams Center. Ewing drives in, steps back from 15, won't go down. Webster with the rebound for On the Spectrum. He'll reset the offense. Leading at 10-7. Time running down. Here's a next shot up by Webster. She's got it. I'm not sure if they put the points on the board. We'll give it to them, 11-7. The cat we have here, DJ Joe Frank with the basketball. Team DJ Joe Frank. Hudson with it. Right hand runner. Leaves it short. Webster tracks down the rebound. Rachel Webster to Hill, back to Webster. Time running down here in this one, 11-7 is your score. Shot short by Webster. And a close affair here at the Marvin Williams Center. Team DJ Joe Frank used a couple quick ones, and that one rims off right. And will ricochet out of bounds and goes back to on the spectrum. Webster fires off the mark. 3-2-1. And that will do it for this one. 11-7 on the spectrum comes away with the victory over Team DJ Joe Frank. Stick around. We'll be back with our post-game interview with Rachel Webster. For On the Spectrum, we come back. You're listening to Kitsap 3-on-3 Girls Basketball. On ISBSports.com, we'll be back in just a moment.
When you find yourself in need of insurance,
that's who I was going to pick.
Where do I go? Who's the best? Who's the most affordable? If this is you, your questions have been answered. H&K Insurance. H&K Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in customized policies. They represent a variety of different insurance companies who offer comprehensive packages at affordable prices, like Kemper, Travelers, and Pemco. H&K Insurance has three locations, Silverdale, Port Orchard, and in Bremerton. To see how H&K Insurance can assist you, call 360-377-7645. H&K Insurance. We're here for you.
Okay, here I am. Gotta get ourselves in the camera here. Make sure everybody can hear us. So I'm with, for On the Spectrum, our player of the game is Rachel Webster. Rachel, things couldn't fall early for you. But when they really needed them, they got to hit a couple big shots down the stretch that gave you guys 11-7 victory over Team DJ Joe Frank.
Yeah, it was tough. At first, I started off a little slow. I was tired, and I just didn't know what to do at first. But once my shot started falling, I knew I had it.
Okay, so what brought you here to play 3-on-3 basketball?
One of my friends just sent the link, the post, and then we went to go see what it was about, and we were like, let's all play. And that's how we came here.
And now are you playing anywhere now, or are you just doing this for a little bit of fun, a little exercise?
Yeah, just a little bit of fun, a little bit of exercise, just trying to make sure my bones stay young.
And that's right. And this really helps. I mean, you know. But all good shooters, when you have trouble shooting, you just keep reloading from outside, and that's what enabled you to hit some big shots down the stretch.
Yeah, for sure. My coach always used to tell me to keep shooting, and that's what I did. And then they start to fall, and that's when my confidence started building. And so I was feeling good after that.
All right. And now how do you feel? Because you have another game to come up later on, don't you? So I know you're a little tired this one, but this kind of gets the juices flowing for game number two, doesn't it?
No, for sure. I'm going to be shooting lights out the next game, so they better watch out.
There you go. Rachel Webster, our player of the game for On the Spectrum. Make them over the 11-7 win over Team DJ Joe Frankie. Thanks, Rachel, for talking to us after postgame.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. Rachel Webster here on the postgame wrap-up for Kitsap Basketball Girls 3-on-3. Okay, so that will do it from here.
The best.
Highest quality, excellence, or standing. God. Those words describe. I hope that wasn't going through all the interviews. We'll re-record them if they did. Okay. Well, that will do it from here from the Marvin Williams Center. 11-7 is your final here in this one. See you next week, March 19th, back for two more games of Kitsap Basketball's 3-on-3 Girls Basketball Competition right here on ISBNSports.com, Kitsap's only local all sports broadcasting network. The proceeding has been an ISBNSports.com and Megatalk Radio AM 1400 KITZ special sports presentation. Any rebroadcast, dissemination, or transmission of this copyrighted broadcast without written permission from ISBNSports.com or KITZ AM 1400 is strictly prohibited.